Recorded Books and RB Digital present Dog Driven by Terry Lynn Johnson, narrated by Morgan Hallett. Chapter 1. Whoever's behind me is coming fast. I peek over my shoulder and see a blurry line of shapes bearing down. Mustard glances back too, then faces forward and digs in. He's so cocky, he hates getting past. An unspoken message travels through the whole team, and they surge forward together. I love how the speed comes up through my feet. Cold air darts through cracks in my neck warmer. I squint into the wind. Gee over, Mustard. Don't be rude. Attagirl, Twix. I have an 8-dog team, so my front runners are at the edge of my visual range. All I can see of my leaders are furry shapes. It's as though my sunglasses are coated in Vaseline. The bright sun compounds the issue. When it reflects off the snow, it hurts my eyes, even with my dark shades. The sound of synchronized panting grows louder behind me. Trail! A boy's voice calls. I have just enough time to angle my sled to the right before his dogs come loping up beside me. They move along my sled, then shoulder past it to my dogs. Saga and Hayes both stick their faces directly in the way, stretching their necks for a good sniff. I cringe. 16 dogs running this close beside one another at 10 miles an hour can make a nice tangled ball in a blink. Ahead, I call, trying to keep the embarrassment out of my voice. Why can't my dogs behave like everyone else's when we're out in public? I'm driving savages. I watch the other team. Focused ahead, no nonsense, passing like pros. I stare at the musher as he glides by. He's near my age, or maybe a little older, and he's wearing some kind of war uniform that looks like it came out of his great-grandfather's closet.
Ma'am, he says.
He doesn't even watch his dogs to make sure they're going straight, just turns backwards on the runners and bows at me. Bows. Hey, Retro! I call. Why bother? Now I'm gonna have to pass you. He laughs, and then he's out of my range, leaving me with the sounds of the trail, the shush of the runners gliding over sun-softened snow, then the clacking noise they make on the harder, shaded sections of the trail. The necklines tinkle, and the wind whistles. I could never run this fast on my own, never feel the clean bite of air filling up my nostrils, filling me up. I'm never as free as I am out here behind this team. My gaze roves up and down my dogs. Sumo's dipping snow already, but keeping pace. The fluorescent strips I've stitched along the backs of the dog harnesses make them stand out, especially on white dogs like Damage and Haze. Without the strips, I can hardly tell them from a snowbank. But the real trouble will start at dusk, when everything turns into black blobs, fluorescent strips or not. A wide-open expanse appears. My team goes down the bank and then moves onto the frozen lake. There's a commotion ahead. I hear it before I see it. Two mushers yelling. Grab your leaders! Sorry! I'm sorry! Dogs barking. Their teams flounder in the snow. I arrive just as the dogfight breaks out. I throw down my snow hook, wondering what to do next. Should I go help? No. I'll surely give myself away stumbling over dogs. My team shrieks and lunges to get closer to the action. I'm hesitant to leave the sled in case Sumo pops the hook and we have three teams tangled. But I can't tell what's going on from back here. I creep closer, moving up beside my leaders. The mushers are grabbing armfuls of dogs and tugs. They wouldn't listen. A girl wearing yellow wind pants struggles with a dog as if she's never untangled a dog team before. What are you doing? It's the Retro boy who passed me. Unclip the tug or my dog will get pinched. This one? No, your point dog. Hurry! Yoda, enough! His wheel dog, not even in the tangle, is screaming so loud now it's...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?